2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Good afternoon, KSL News Time, 12 o'clock noon. Today is Thursday, January 16th. This is Utah's Noon News. I'm Maria Chaleos. Mostly cloudy skies in downtown Salt Lake City, but it's warm, 45 degrees.
Crash-free, delay-free on the Valley freeways. I'm Ricky Meese.
KSL's top story this hour.
Presidential impeachment. In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
The articles of impeachment are officially with the Senate, and Supreme Court Chief Justice John Roberts and the full Senate will soon be sworn in this hour as they prepare for the impeachment trial.
Hear ye, hear ye, hear ye. All persons are commanded to keep silent on pain of imprisonment while the House of Representatives is exhibiting to the Senate of the United States articles of impeachment against Donald John Trump, President of the United States.
The impeachment managers also formally read the charges against the president in front of the Senate. ABC's Mona Rivera has more.
That Donald J. Trump, President of the United States, is impeached for high crimes and misdemeanors.
Chairman Adam Schiff, the lead prosecutor for the House case. Minority Leader Chuck Schumer.
Senators must, quote, do impartial justice. The weight of that oath will fall on our shoulders.
And when the bulk of the trial begins, ABC's Mary Bruce says senators will be in their seats 6 hours a day.
No cell phones, no tablets, no staffers helping them out throughout this. They are expected to sit there and simply listen and weigh this really historic decision now before them.
They will start hearing the case next Tuesday. With continuing coverage, the impeachment of President Trump, I'm Mona Rivera. ABC News.
And coming up at 12:15, Boyd Matheson will join us to break down how the rest of the impeachment process works. And again, we are standing by Supreme Court Chief Justice John Roberts, and the full Senate will be soon sworn in. We expect that any moment here on KSL News Radio. Turning now to our top local stories, the NTSB is in Roy today looking over the wreckage of last night's plane crash. The pilot, identified as 64-year-old David Good, was killed in the crash. We get the very latest live from the scene in KSL News Radio's Nick Wyatt. Nick?
Maria, it's a very busy scene. Much of the area still blocked off by police. Fire crews from Roy and Riverdale are here. A number of power companies just barely left, and you can probably hear Chopper 5 from KSL buzzing around overhead. The NTSB is also here investigating what caused David Good's plane to go down. Now, we're not allowed to get too close to the scene of the crash, but from where the police line is, we can still see large fragments of the aircraft near the townhouse it struck on its way down. I've been told by a Roy officer inside the containment area, many people inside the community of townhomes have been allowed to return. However, getting to and from the units closest to where this plane went down is a bit of a hassle for them. And this area is no stranger to small plane crashes. In fact, from where I'm sitting right now, I can clearly see the exact spot where another small craft went down in the middle of I-15 in 2017. Reporting live from Roy, Nick Wyatt, KSL News Radio.
People who live near the Ogden Airport in that area where Nick is reporting are now asking for changes to be made since there have been multiple crashes. Our team coverage continues with KSL News Radio's John Mochek.
Yesterday's crash in a townhome neighborhood killed the pilot, 64-year-old David Good, but injured no one else. The fatal accident comes about 2 months after a single engine plane crashed on I-15. Ogden Airport Manager Bryant Garrett says, unfortunately, there is a lot that can go wrong while flying.
It could be the pilot. It could be the aircraft. It could be components of the aircraft. It could be the weather.
He says pilots flying in and out of the airport follow FAA-regulated patterns, which take into account their runway structure and also wind patterns. Additionally, if any changes to the airport were to be made, they would have to go through the FAA. John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
A storm is on the way into Utah, and high winds this afternoon could turn into a rough commute tomorrow morning thanks to snow. Let's get an early check of the weather with KSL meteorologist Grant Wayman.
For the remainder of the afternoon, it's going to be warm and, boy, quite windy out there, especially in the West Desert where we've got an advisory for late afternoon into the evening and early morning hours. Some of the gusts could go around 50 miles an hour, but again, that's primarily the West Desert where we'll see some of those stronger wind gusts. For late tonight, early tomorrow morning, here comes the snow. Timing, we think around 3 o'clock in the morning Friday, we'll begin to see snow along the Wasatch Front. Snow expected for the morning drive, and it tapers off about 11 in the morning. However, it's going to lay down about 1 to 3 inches of snow. In the valleys, more benches in the mountains could see 6 to 12 inches of snow. So it's a short amount of time with snow coming down quickly at times, and that we think is going to create some trouble on the roadways tomorrow morning.
State Representative Patrice Arendt announced today she will not be seeking re-election when her current term wraps up. She has been a Democratic member of the state legislature for nearly 20 years. Arendt says she would like to spend more time working with groups to help improve the community, and she will spend more time on the ski slopes and traveling. Our other top national stories this hour from ABC News. A rare example of bipartisanship as the Senate passed a trade agreement with our neighbors to the north and south. ABC's Karen Travers reports.
The yeas are 89.
The Senate has passed the U.S.-Mexico-Canada Agreement, or USMCA, and now it heads to President Trump's desk for his signature. The trade deal, passed by the House in December, updates the 25-year-old North American Free Trade Agreement. It's not a major overhaul of NAFTA, but it does include more environmental and labor protections and measures aimed at bringing manufacturing back to the U.S. Karen Travers, ABC News, the White House.
Coming up on KSL, a surprise visit by a leader of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints to evacuees of a volcano in the Philippines. And a look at your noontime drive.
Freeway traffic rolling along, a small crash in Tooele on Highway 36 at 500 North. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
And again, we are standing by. Soon, the Chief Justice, John Roberts, will be sworn in to oversee the impeachment trial in the Senate. Senators will be sworn in as well. We'll bring that to you as it happens here on KSL.
There's snowy weather in the area. Stay tuned for the latest traffic update and reliable forecast on KSL News Radio, Utah's severe weather station.
This is a last chance alert. It's happening in just days. Publishers Clearinghouse will award $5,000 a week forever. Enter now at pch.com and you could win $5,000 a week for your life. Plus, after that, $5,000 a week for life for someone you choose. The $5,000 a week forever prize is guaranteed to be awarded on February 28th. So don't miss your last chance to win. Enter at pch.com before it's too late. That's pch.com. Hurry, award day is almost here. Go to pch.com now. Entries due 2/25. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited.
Do you want to learn to speak a new language but don't have enough time? Then you need to try Babbel, the language learning app that you can try for free right now at Babbel.com. Babbel's lessons are just 15 minutes or less, and you can go at your own pace. You'll be amazed at how easy Babbel makes it. Start your first lesson in the language of your choice for free. Just download the Babbel app or go to Babbel.com now. That's Babbel.com.
Last year, I had CertaPro painters come and breathe life into my house. They took a paint job that was old and cracking, and it freshened up our entire home. So cross the first project off your 2020 to-do list early. Paint your home now. CertaPro Painters uses high-quality products with zero or low VOCs. That means your paint job will dry faster and more evenly in winter's less humid conditions. Get your painting project completed quickly before our painting schedule fills up. Your painting estimate is free. The value it will add to your home is priceless. I love these guys because they're right here in our community, because each CertaPro Painters business is independently owned and operated. Get that free estimate at CertaPro.com. That's Certa with a C. CertaPro Painters. We do painting. You do life.
Thank you for joining us for Utah's new news. We are watching in the nation's capital as the Chief Justice makes his way down the hall on his way to the Senate chambers, where he will be sworn in to oversee the impeachment trial. Again, that should happen at any moment here on KSL News Radio. We'll bring that to you as it does happen. The Supreme Court, with seven baby boomers on the bench, is dealing with a case of age discrimination.
Chief Justice Roberts is wondering if the phrase "okay, boomer" qualifies as age discrimination. The Supreme Court hearing oral arguments in a 2014 case. Florida resident Norris Babb alleges the Department of Veterans Affairs denied her promotion opportunities because of her age and gender. It's not clear from court transcript if Babb was called a baby boomer, but she used the phrase in a hypothetical example, asking what if a manager said "okay, boomer" to an applicant. Babb's attorney says the phrase shows disdain for older candidates. The ruling will determine how federal workers can claim age bias under the Age Discrimination in Employment Act of 1967. Yuni Han, ABC News.
And we are watching. Chief Justice Roberts has now entered the Senate chambers, is making his way up to the dais. He will soon be sworn in to oversee the impeachment trial.
So joining with you for the trial of the President of the United States, I am now prepared to take the oath.
Will you place your left hand on the Bible and raise your right hand? Do you solemnly swear that in all things appertaining to the trial of the impeachment of Donald John Trump, President of the United States, now pending, you will do impartial justice according to the Constitution and the laws, so help you God?
I do.
God bless you.
Thank you very much. At this time, I will administer the oath to all senators in the chamber in conformance with Article 1, Section 3, Clause 6 of the Constitution and the Senate's impeachment rules. Will all senators now stand or remain standing and raise their right hand? Do you solemnly swear that in all things appertaining to the trial of the impeachment of Donald John Trump, President of the United States, now pending, you will do impartial justice according to the Constitution and laws, so help you God? The clerk will call the names in groups of four, and senators will present themselves at the
desk. And again, you are hearing an historic moment in the nation's capital as the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court is sworn in, as well as senators are sworn in the impeachment trial of President Trump. KSL News Time, just past 12:09. Let's get you up to date on the drive. Traffic and weather is sponsored by Mountain America's Investment Services Retirement Planning. And Ricky Meese, what's happening this afternoon?
It's a nice start to our noontime drive on the Valley Freeways, where you have good speeds and no problems. A new accident popping up northbound Bangor Highway 9800 south in South Jordan, and a crash in Tooele County. This is northbound SR 36 Main Street at 500 North. It's on the right. The UACPA supports its members through advocacy, professional education, and leadership development, helping them succeed in an ever-changing financial world. Proud sponsor of Money Making Sense. Download the podcast today. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Let's get the very latest on the forecast. Here's Grant Wayman.
Wow, warm day out there, partly cloudy and around 50 degrees. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And we are enjoying that. It's a lot different than near 20 right now. 45 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. And still to come on Utah's new news, Boyd Matheson is going to join me at 12:15 as we continue to closely watch the impeachment proceedings taking place in Washington, D.C. Boyd will join us and give us some context to what is happening. Stay with us right here on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM. This is Utah's news station.
It's morning. Just like any other morning, you get out of the shower and dry and do your hair, then painstakingly apply your makeup. You get dressed, you're about ready to go. One more time you look in the mirror. You stare at your face, down to your shoes, back up again. You smile, and then, just like every day, you tell yourself, I've got to do something about my smile. But then you think about the money involved. You shrug your shoulders and put the thought off until you do it all over again the next morning. Well, don't put it off any longer. Grandpa's Dental is personal dental care for your entire family, and that includes your smile. Nothing cookie cutter, no one-size-fits-all cosmetic dentistry. With Grandpa's Dental, you know they care about your budget as well. Choose a full mouth restoration and save up to $5,000.
Digital porcelain crowns start at $3.99, implants for as low as $12.99 each, and you get the crown for free. Or even an upper and lower denture starting at $3.79. So don't shrug off your smile any longer. Visit GrandpasDental.com. GrandpasDental.com.
As part of continuing education requirements for the renewal of my master plumber and heating and air conditioning contractor's licenses, I attended a class taught by a local city inspector. He tells us that less than 10% of water heaters in his jurisdiction have a permit. As the owner of Whipple Service Champions, I can't personally be on every job, but I feel better knowing that an independent third set of eyes will inspect our water heater, furnace, and air conditioning installations. Code requirements are safety requirements. There will always be those trying to cut corners. Doing it to code means all safety requirements have been met. The latest, greatest in water heaters is the new ultra-high efficiency tankless water heater. Get $500 off this endless capacity tankless water heater. Never run out of hot water again. It's $500 off your safely installed tankless water heater. Nobody can do the job right for less, and we guarantee that. 801-444-FAST.
Plumbing troubles all gone.
For emergencies, when you call today, we come today.
My New Year's resolution is to spend less time at the office and more time with my family. My daughter's 9, going on 16, and my wife and I are celebrating our 10th anniversary this year.
Come to Shane Company, where it's easy to find meaningful gifts for the important people in your life. Our diamond solitaire earrings sparkle like you won't believe, and we offer a full range of carat weights. Classic studs can be worn all day, every day. If she already has a pair of solitaire studs from Shane Company, upgrade them and surprise her with bigger diamonds. Another great gift idea, a beautifully designed pendant with a stone in her favorite color. Only Shane Company has over a dozen vibrant shades of sapphires, as well as all the trending gemstone colors, like London Blue Topaz, Aquamarine, and the soft blush tone of Morganite.
Give the important people in your life a gift they can wear every day. A beautiful symbol of how much you love them. Now you have a friend in the jewelry business. Shane Company and ShaneCo.com.
KSL News Time, 12:15. The three things you need to know this hour first.
Officials at Ogden Airport say pilots coming in and out are following FAA-regulated patterns. This comes after a second plane has gone down near the airport over the course of a year. I'm KSL News Radio's John Wojcik.
Second, State Representative Patrice Arendt announced today she will not be seeking re-election when her current term wraps up. She has been a Democratic member of the state legislature for nearly 20 years. Third is Look at Your Noontime Drive. It's sponsored by Mountain America's Investment Services Retirement Planning. Here's Ricky Meese.
An accident called out in South Jordan, northbound Bangor Highway 9800 South. Free and clear on all your valley freeways. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Partly cloudy and windy today around 50. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now, 45 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. In time for KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Happening this hour on Capitol Hill, Chief Justice John Roberts sworn in to preside over the impeachment trial in the Senate. ABC News legal analyst Kate Shaw has more about Justice Roberts' duties.
He will preside. He will perhaps have to make rulings. But I believe he's going to try to urge the senators to resolve through consensus any matters of dispute regarding what witnesses might testify.
Earlier,
Hear ye.
Impeachment trial managers from the House formally handed off the articles of impeachment to the Senate for trial. House Intelligence Committee Chair Adam Schiff reading the articles aloud, abuse of power and obstruction of Congress.
President Trump, by such conduct, has demonstrated that he will remain a threat to national security and the Constitution if allowed to remain in office, and has acted in a manner grossly incompatible with self-governance and the rule of law.
Divisiveness between parties, taking a back seat to decorum, carrying out duties outlined in the Constitution. ABC's Jonathan Carl has more on the process as it played out.
The president has over and over again described this process as a sham, as a joke, as a hoax, asked for an immediate dismissal. But what you saw there is, although many of the Republican senators agree with him on those points about the House's impeachment, you see it being taken with all the weightiness and seriousness of a constitutional process, the constitutional process it is.
The trial begins next week. The Senate also voting today and passing the U.S.-Mexico-Canada Agreement, or USMCA. It replaces NAFTA. It's not a major overhaul, but includes more environmental and labor protections and focuses on bringing manufacturing back to the U.S. You're listening to ABC News.
Presidential impeachment.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth. We continue to closely watch the impeachment proceedings that are taking place in Washington, D.C. As you just heard on KSL News Radio, the swearing in, and now each senator is signing the oath that they have taken in the impeachment trial. And to explain the process of what comes next, we turn to Deseret News opinion editor and the host of KSL's Inside Sources, Boyd Matheson.
So the Chief Justice, John Roberts, was escorted over by four members of the Senate, two from the Democratic Party, two from the Republican Party. He took his oath of office as he will sit and preside over the Senate proceedings. The senators have also been sworn in. They also have to write their name in the book at the bar of the Senate, attesting that they have sworn this oath as they move through this trial. From here, there will be a little bit of a lull until next Tuesday when the Senate will reconvene and they will begin to process what the rules will be for the trial. Very important to note that this is not like a typical trial. The Senate itself will decide what the rules will be, and that will all be done by vote. We expect most of that vote to happen along party lines. So as they establish the rules, you'll see a lot of 53 to 47 votes taking place. Then the managers from the House will be called back, and they will begin to lay out the case and the evidence as they gathered in the Congress in the hearings before they voted on the articles of impeachment. So we're looking forward to the next couple of weeks. I think we'll see that all lay out. Interesting votes yet to come in terms of whether or not there will be witnesses. And most of these we anticipate will go along party lines.
And you've been listening to KSL In-Depth at 15 and 45. KSL News Time, 12:19. That means time to get you up to date on the drive. Traffic and weather is sponsored by Mountain America's Investment Services Retirement Planning. Here's Ricky Meese.
We do have good speeds on all your valley freeways, including I-15, both directions between Ogden and Provo. A crash. This is going to be on Bangor Highway in South Jordan, going northbound 9800 South. All of those vehicles are out of traffic and on the right shoulder. It's time to get a home energy plan from Dominion Energy and learn how you can conserve to save money on your monthly gas bill. Visit thermwise.com to get started. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Let's take a look at the next 7 days in the forecast with Grant Wayman.
Highs today around 50, partly cloudy skies and windy. Tomorrow, snow for the morning drive and temperatures topping out at 38. Clouds for Saturday, 40. Sunshine on Sunday, not too bad. It gets up to 41. And then partly cloudy Monday, 42. Clouds Tuesday, 41. And then snow Wednesday, 39. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Right now, 45 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. If you do see a trouble spot, we always love hearing from you. Give us a text at the Utah Community Credit Union text line at 57500. KSL News Time, 12:21. This portion of our news is sponsored by The Shane Company. For the best value on unique jewelry that's made to last, visit The Shane Company.
Know the truth about Utah's tax cut. If you sign the referendum opposing tax reform at the grocery store, you'll raise your taxes on average $510. It's true you'll oppose an increase in grocery sales tax, but you'll also oppose lower income tax, oppose getting a tax rebate for your dependents, oppose keeping more of your Social Security income, and oppose repairing Utah's outdated tax structure. The new bill will fund education and infrastructure. It was studied in depth for over a year before recently being passed by Utah's legislature. Get the whole story before signing anything. Paid for by Sutherland Institute.
And here's Brant Bergstrom on the first tee, making his triumphant return from shoulder surgery.
I'm sure he's anxious to get that first swing in the bag.
Mm. Oh, and the ball is crushed up the left side.
Oh, my, that is unbelievable distance.
No matter how it happened, Caliber Collision makes it like it never did. With high-quality repairs faster than ever, we restore the rhythm of your life. Yeah. Caliber Collision.
I believe he hit the green. The green station wagon. Yeah, that one, that's awful.
Valentine's Day is just around the corner. Hi, I'm Becky from IVC. Mark your calendar for Saturday, February 1st for the Love Your Legs event. You'll receive a free vein screening, an ultrasound, and a visit with one of our board-certified specialists. This is not your typical vein screening. This is an event for your sweetheart to be pampered. There'll be live music, vendors like Alpine Home Medical, and not just cookies and punch, but a wonderful selection of food. When you sign up, you get a free Valentine gift and a gift card to help out with date night, sponsored by Provo Beach. If you suffer from nagging leg or pelvic pain, then please join us at Love Your Legs. This February 1st event isn't just for the ladies, so men, don't be shy. Reserve your space today. Call 801-515-0037 or simply visit ivane.com. All proceeds benefit the Now I Can Foundation. IVC, life starts when the pain stops.
You know that mortgage rates have plummeted to a three-year low and are nearing historic lows. At the same time, home values have gone up roughly 50% in the last several years. However, they seem to be peaking now. Maybe it's time to put that equity to work by paying off high-rate credit cards, personal loans, or remodel your house. Hi, I'm Wesley Hoagland with Westland Financial. Let us put you in a position to do any of these things with no closing costs. That's right. Nothing's rolled into your loan, whether it's conventional, FHA, or VA. We'll pay your title, settlement, lender, and recording fees. Maybe you just want to lock in a lower rate or refinance out of paying mortgage insurance. All it takes is a five-minute phone call to see how we can save you thousands of dollars a year. So call Westland at 888-455-3669. It's the biggest no-brainer in the history of mankind. Call us at 888-455-3669. 888-455-3669. That's 888-455-3669.
NMLS number 3304. Not all loans apply. Equal housing lender.
Live Mike with Lee Lonsberry coming up in 10 minutes here on KSL News Radio. Lee joins me now with a preview. What's coming up on your show today?
So much happening today. There are incredible developments in the Senate impeachment trial. We're going to keep an eye on that. Right now, the senators are signing the oath administered to them by Chief Justice Roberts. We're going to, again, keep a close eye on that. We're also going to have a debate here in studio. We're going to have some of the principal players on both sides of this tax reform issue here in the state of Utah. And as the deadline approaches for referendum signatures to be submitted, we're going to get both sides speaking to one another and to you on Live Mike here on KSL.
Sounds like a great show. Thank you, Lee. Lee Lonsberry, Live Mike, coming your way at 12:35. Watching Utah's Money at 12:25, the Kraft Heinz Company is jumping back into Super Bowl advertising after sitting out the past few years. Expect to see commercials featuring Planters, Mr. Peanut, ketchup, and a new condiment called Honey Racha. Honey Racha. Is that like Honey Roca? KSL Drive's General Motors says it's going to build an electric battery factory in Lordstown, Ohio, next door to an assembly plant that it shut down last year. The battery factory will employ over 1,000 people. The CDC says it's once again safe to buy and eat romaine lettuce. A total of 167 people from 27 states were infected with an E. coli outbreak stemming from romaine lettuce shipped from the Salinas Valley region of California. Taking a look at your money at this moment, the Dow up by 182 points. It sits at 29,213. S&P 500 up by 20. The NASDAQ, it's up by 72 points. The second biggest diamond ever found is about to be cut, polished, and turned into a very expensive jewelry collection. The Louis Vuitton company purchased the diamond, which currently sits at, oh my gosh, get this, 1,758 carats. Stay with us. Coming up next, an update of your traffic and weather. And join KSL at ARUP January 21st, noon to 3 in Sandy. Make a difference in the new year by saving a life and receive a free movie ticket. That's from ARUP. KSL News Time, 1228.
So you're 62 years old or better and have spent the best years of your life working to pay down the mortgage on your home. With a rising cost of just living life, maybe it's time to use your house to pay you back. Your home can help pay for your retirement with tax-free money. Best of all, never make a single payment on the money you receive for as long as you live in your home. You keep up your taxes and insurance, and your house takes care of the rest. Let the folks at Reverse Freedom show you how to stretch your retirement income. It's called a reverse mortgage. You've heard of it, but watch out. There's a lot of misinformation going around about reverse mortgages. If you're going to talk to anyone, talk to the experts at Reverse Freedom. Call 801-921-HOME. They're right here in Utah, and all they do is specialize in reverse mortgage solutions. Call Reverse Freedom now at 801-921-HOME. That's 801-921-HOME. And MLS ID 1382816.
Stay connected with KSL Text Alerts. Are you a news junkie? Text the word news to 57500 and get breaking news and traffic alerts right to your phone. Like contests, text CONTEST to 57500 and we'll send you a weekly text with access to exclusive KSL contests and deals. Do you bleed blue? Text BYU to 57500 for breaking Cougar alerts. Message data rates may apply. Stay connected. Text us 57500 from KSL News Radio.
We are there, day one, with baby names and a gift that lasts a lifetime. We are there as you grow, protecting you and those you love. We are there when you get your first job, helping you to save for the future. We are there when you marry your sweetheart, to help secure your new life together. We are there if the unexpected happens, to help you see life from a new perspective. We are there when you start your next chapter, to make sure you get off to a great start. And we are there when you lose your soulmate to help make sure you will be all right. We are with you through life's journey. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow. Get to know us and see what you can do online at socialsecurity.gov.
KSL News Time 1229. Traffic and weather is sponsored by Mountain America's Investment Services Retirement Planning. Here's Ricky Meese.
For those who are traveling in the South Jordan area, we have a small accident. It's not going to affect your commute. It's northbound Bangor Highway at about 9800 South. We also have a crash in Provo Canyon. This is on Highway 189 at Canyon Glen Park in Utah County. Right now, if you're going to be traveling higher elevations, you still could see a few slick spots, so you want to use a little bit of caution. It's the sale you've been waiting for, Mr. Mac's Winter Clearance Sale. Brand names, clearance prices on suits, coats, shoes, ties, and shirts. Spot red tags for more savings at all 9 Mr. Mac locations. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Let's take a look at the forecast. Here's Grant Wayman.
Near 50 degrees today as the winds pick up from the south. Partly cloudy skies. Snow coming early tomorrow morning, like around 3 in the morning. Snow for the morning drive. We do expect accumulation, and there will be impact. High temperatures 38. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Good afternoon. KSL News Time is 1230. I'm Maria Chaleos. It's a warm day compared to what we've seen the last few days. 45 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. KSL's top local story this hour. An apostle for the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints visited evacuees from the volcano in the Philippines today. Elder Quentin L. Cook surprised the church members and others seeking refuge in church meeting houses.
I honestly can't remember a time when I've seen people who were quite as resilient and quite as smiling.
Elder Cook gave church donations to the Philippines president when they met yesterday. There are 800,000 members of the church in that country. Our top national story this hour from ABC News. Chief Justice John Roberts is in the Senate chambers right now where he was sworn in to preside over the presidential impeachment trial. The senators then were sworn in as well and will act as jurors in the case. The actual trial won't begin until next week. The bodies of scuba divers and hundreds of packets of illegal drugs washed up on beaches in Sicily. ABC's Megan Williams has details.
The body of a third scuba diver to wash up on the shores of Sicily has police speculating their deaths could be related to drug trafficking. Over the same period, packets of hashish with an estimated street value of $1 million also came ashore. Investigators say divers may have been enlisted to recover parcels of hash hidden in an underwater container pulled by a large ship. The sea surrounding the southern Italian island is a crossroads of drug trafficking from Morocco and Spain to Italy and elsewhere. Megan Williams, ABC News, Rome.
And taking a look at your money at this moment, the Dow up by 185 points. This is at 29,213. S&P 500 up by 20. The Nasdaq is up by 72 points.